Peter, it's same old, the dreaded sucker punch. Brilliant first half, and then out you come, bang.
Yeah, I thought we started the game really well. Getting a good lead. And then I thought we dominated most of the first half. Then had the sucker punch early in the second half, a concession of a poor goal. Just a mistake by Dean, allowed Carol Shepherd in, and we get punished from it. And I thought then the 10 or 15 minutes just after that concession that you could see we felt a wee bit sorry for ourselves. But we rallied again. I thought we certainly finished the game a little bit stronger.
Ray McBride scores a great opener after 5 minutes. Mark Tomlin has a good chance on 8 minutes. Patrick hits a 35-yard lob that people sort of turned away from, but a keeper had to palm it over the bar.
Yeah, to be fair, their keeper, I thought he'd done really well for them tonight. Even in the last 20 minutes, he pulled off one or two decent saves for them to keep him in the tie, you know. But I thought we played well. It was a good performance all round. As you say, Patrick McLean, I thought, was done exceptionally well, as did, I think, Barry McDamean, Rob Cornwell in that strange midfield too. They haven't played together in that midfield, so I thought they acquitted themselves really well too.
It's probably the worst of trips to Cork that you could have got, and it's on Monday night. There's no time really in between.
No, it's just about rest and recovery now, and patching up the walking wounded, and making sure we're ready to go again. Just said the boys down there now, we've absolutely nothing to fear. You know, it should take a lot of belief from that performance, and because as I say, for long spells we dominated the game, but we just weren't clinical enough. But we just have to make sure now that we do it the hard way.
You talked about Patrick McElhinney, and the goalkeeper made a brilliant save from Patrick 4 or 5 minutes from the end. It just about seemed to get a half a hand on it.
Yeah, well, the ball sort of moved in mid-flight and all too, and the keeper actually just said to Patrick, he said he just stuck up a hand. You know, he wasn't sure where it was going. And fortunately for Cork, it bounced the other side of the post where we actually thought he panned it under the net. But it wasn't to be, so we just have to make sure, as I say, we're ready now for Monday night.
A few bodies back, Philip Lurie be back?
Philip Lurie will be back, which will be a good bonus. But we're still missing the two guys, our cup tie, Conor McCormick and Kieran O'Connor. But no, it'll be good to get Philip back. I'm sure he's itching to get going. But we'll just assess everybody now tomorrow morning and see how the walking wounded are.